Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And we're going to talk a little bit about money. And I'm saying a little bit because it's going to be short. I'm in the middle of edits. And so I wanted to jump on here, though, and talk about something I'm sensing and seeing around money. And I think if we can make some subtle shifts in our thought process, it can really work in our favor. So in case you're new to my program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. If you are ready to go to the next level, earn more, be more of who you are, choose love over fear, make your dream a reality, then I would love to support you in that. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Check out my single session, as well as the Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package or the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package. Okay, let's talk about prices rising. Okay, it's been all over the news. You've probably seen it on some level in when you're shopping. Prices rising. And there are lots of different approaches that are available to you mentally and emotionally as you face rising prices. You could definitely choose to think, oh God, my salary hasn't raised. Maybe it's decreased and now prices are going up. Oh, woe is me. Or you could choose to say, prices are rising. That must mean my income must rise. That must mean my income must rise. It really comes down to us, right? And what we're willing to hold. And this is kind of tricky for a lot of people, but I think it's really tricky for people who have a tendency to self-sabotage. And what I mean by self-sabotage is you will show up, but you will show up and quit right before your miracle, or get distracted, or make a choice that's not in alignment with your good, even as you're trying to pursue the dream. And so this inflation issue is a perfect storm for self-sabotage. And I want to encourage you to catch yourself and say, no matter what's going on outside of me, I am the master of my world. Spirit has consistently shown me, and I have this conversation a lot in my personal life, that only a small percentage of our life is fate or destiny, right? Meaning it's something outside of us took us to this place. Most of our life starts within us. So use that mirror effect to create the result you want in your finances. So as you're looking at rising prices, I want you to say, huh, how cool. That must mean there's more money available for me to earn. There's more money available for me to receive. It has to be that way. It's the balance, right? And so if prices are going up, then we must believe in our heart of hearts that our income, our salaries, our financial resources will also increase. And I know some of you are like, but Amy, it hasn't been that way. I know, because you've been programmed to believe that I can't earn more than this, or this is all that my family has ever made. But if you can shift into the place of course I can earn more. Of course there is more money available to me. And believe it. Really, truly believe it. And I'm not saying like, oh, it just snap your fingers and you believe. You have to work on it. Just like you worked on every other belief in your life, right? That belief that there's not enough money, that was worked on over generations. The generation prior to you, the generation prior to that generation, and now it's living out in your life. But you can stop that trend right now. Stop it right now and say, oh, there must be more money available to me. There must be more money available to me. Of course, there is more money for me. I only see my income as going up and up and up. Down is not an option. Okay. So, and in that process, my spirit guides are jumping in. They're saying, in that process, as you lean into really believing, holding firm, sitting with, being rock solid in the fact that it's only up for you financially, only. Like, again, we have this perception that things must go up and down. It doesn't have to. And it doesn't mean, just because the economy does something crazy, doesn't mean that you have to suffer in any way. Now, in me saying this, someone might receive this message and choose to believe, well, I don't have to ever make any changes whatsoever. That's a bunch of bullshit. Because I promise you, if you start to lean into the belief that it's more and more and more for you, and only more, no matter what's going on in the economy, you will always thrive. You will always prosper. You will have more than you could ever imagine financially. Your bank account is always full of money. Your savings is always full of money. The more you lean into that, the more you are going to get inspired ideas that will probably lead to you making changes in your day-to-day life. It's so, right? So don't take this message and be like, I don't have to do anything. Nothing's going to affect me. Like, yeah, you will shift. You will change. Why? Because our planet is shifting and changing. And naturally, we will shift and change with it. But you can choose if that shift is a negative shift or if it's a positive shift. So I say, believe, 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 believe. There is more than enough for you, right? Believe, 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 believe. There is more than enough for you. And if you have a desire on your heart, know that it is meant for you. It is 100% totally, totally meant for you. So if the desire is, say, for a beautiful Thanksgiving with your family and you don't want to skimp at all, you want to buy the best of the best ingredients and the best and the best booze and the set your table beautifully, or you, let's just say the desire is you want to redecorate your house to have people over and please gather safely because COVID is still real and still active, then believe that all the resources will be there for you. And then open your heart, open your mind, open your awareness to, what do I need to do? What do I already know I need to do? And what is my intuition guiding me to do so that I can welcome in the additional resources? There is more than enough available for you. I know the news can paint such a story of, oh no, this is more than it was last year. And this is more than it was last year. And it can make us believe that we are powerless, but we are powerful. And then add on top of that, again, much of these beliefs around money have been passed down for generations. I was having a conversation with my mom recently, and I was listening to her talk, and I was like, oh, this is where I learned this stuff. This is where I learned this stuff. And that's not to make her wrong. She learned it from somewhere too. And that person, whoever taught it to her, learned it from someone too. So you have the power to change your learning. You can teach yourself to believe that numbers only go up and up and up and up. Change is good. Change makes you better. This is an opportunity to step into your greatness. Oh, so it's a little bit more this year, but I have earned 5 times, 6 times, 8 times, 9 times that. And even if the year hasn't gone that way for you, I'll say start today retraining your mind to see that there is only abundance available for you, that you will always have more than enough, that there, and here's the thing, my friends, programming, negative programming feels so strong. And it can definitely create a result in your life. So if you've been around somebody who's like, oh, this is too expensive. Oh, you can't do this. Oh, you're going to have to devote a lot of time and energy to teaching yourself to see only abundance, to see that there is always more than enough, to see that you can always have everything that you want. And money's going to support you. If you believe it, money is going to support you. So when I say you're going to have to work on it, that's your affirmations. That's looking and being aware of all of those limiting beliefs, looking and being aware of when you're seeing a report on the news and you start to get nervous, just step back and say, huh, it's not interesting. I'm feeling nervous right now. I wonder where I learned that. And that there is another choice, reminding yourself that there is another choice available. You don't have to believe it's impossible. You don't have to believe it's going to be a difficult year. You don't have to believe that the holidays are going to suck. You can choose to see things differently. You can choose to see yourself as financially victorious. Yeah? Okay. See your income as increasing as inflation increases. See your income getting bigger and bigger and bigger, 2 times bigger, 3 times bigger, 4 times bigger than the inflation. So it costs more. That's just an opening for you to earn more. Huh, isn't that interesting? That has gone up in price. That must mean there's more money available to me. Praise God, glory, glory, hallelujah, right? All right, my loves. Just a little shift in perception, but it's a big shift and it's a life-changing shift and you'll have to work on it. So again, that's your affirmations, that's your visualizations, that's noticing when you're going into fear, doubt, worry, scarcity, lack, when you are letting yourself buy into limitation. Ask yourself day after day after day, is this an abundant thought or is this a limiting thought? And if it's a limiting thought, be willing to let it go. But I recognize it's hard. Like I say that to you, you know, my spiritual teacher in me, it can roll off of my tongue, but the human side of me knows that you have to consciously work at retraining yourself to see abundance everywhere. And then if you're working on a business idea or if you're in your job, be all in. If you're looking for a new opportunity, be all in. I know when I was working in staffing, there was this perception that, oh, after October, you can't really find a job because nobody's hiring. That was fucking bullshit because I know I always found a way to make a placement, a pretty sizable placement in November and December. And so I always thought like, wow, these brave people who went against the curve and were still actively applying for jobs wind up landing great opportunities. So there is always a way. Shut out the noise. Believe in yourself. One foot in front of the other. Don't self-sabotage, meaning you're kind of applying for jobs, but you're not really putting a lot of energy into it. Or you're kind of showing up in your business, but you're afraid that, oh, what will people think? Be all in and you will see, coupled with a shift in perception, coupled with your faith, you will see that magical things happen in your life. All right, I'm out. Love you. Take care of yourself. Thank you for listening to this program. Thank you for listening to this program. If you like this show, please sign up for my newsletter. You'll get 2 intuitive messages from me a week for free. So just those alone could change your life. So sign up for that. And until next time, take care of yourself. Bye.